Good morning, Regina.
Good morning. I just, you know, I was just talking to the gentleman that answered your phone there. And my whole take on the Trayvon and Zimmerman issue is this. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Schnitt last night, and a lady called and was definitely feeling that Zimmerman's in the wrong and he should be arrested. And here's my issue. My take is, Zimmerman called the police. Right now they're saying that that Trayvon attacked him from behind and knocked him down, broke his nose, banged his head, you know, okay.
Right.
But the original call that went over the airwaves was telling him, the police telling Zimmerman, back away. Do not follow him. Do not pursue. And on the call, Zimmerman said he's running, and you could tell Zimmerman was running after him. What pursued between the time the police said do not pursue, why didn't Zimmerman turn around at that point and say okay and back off? I believe that if he had listened like he should have, that Trayvon would not be dead today.
There's an old saying, Regina, that says if you go looking for trouble, you're probably going to find it.
And I so empathize, I sympathize. My heart breaks for that mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
Trayvon, whatever his issues were, marijuana, whatever, that man Zimmerman was told to back off, and he did it. He pursued the boy. Your gentleman on the phone said, well, the rest of that is that he made the comment to the police, he's turning around, he's coming towards me. Okay, but if you had backed off when you were told, that wouldn't have happened. What did you say? What did you do? Did he get stupid with this boy and antagonize him? Nobody knows. That's where the courts, God willing, will read through this and do something. I firmly believe there was a lady on TV that said she was thankful for the Stand Your Ground law because she worked in a convenience store. Man comes in to get change, come back, had a gun, and pointed it at her and was robbing her. And when she turned around, she pulled her gun and shot him. That's a different circumstance.
Well, there's a reason for the Stand Your Ground law, that if when somebody is justified in shooting somebody, we don't want to put them through the grinding, grueling process of being charged with murder when it's so clearly a clear-cut case of self-defense that's designed to speed the process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But under the circumstance, I'm sorry, this is so not a clear-cut self-defense.
Nope, it sure isn't.
This
it's not clear-cut
man,
at all.
This man was on a freaking power trip. Somebody gave him a gun, or he got a gun, and he just took it to the hill.
Well, we don't really know whether that is true. I've been in those situations. Now, I don't pack just because of this same reason. I'm a pro-gun guy. I don't
Absolutely.
Carry one for myself because I know that I would get all up in it and want to use that. And the cop told me a long time ago, he says, once you shoot somebody, even if you're justified, you just put yourself in for a world of problems.
Absolutely. And I can't even fathom. I don't carry. I am a believer. My husband has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
My brother-in-law has guns. But, you know, there's a thing, a fine line between when and when not to. And I remember years ago, and I was alone at the time, and I talked with the police because there was somebody going around the place that I was living in at night. And I went to a gun shop. I talked with the police, and the guy at the gun shop made this comment to me. He said, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to pull a gun, you better be ready to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't understand why Zimmerman is getting off so freaking easy.
Well, we don't know whether he's getting off. I mean, the eye of the media is on him. The governor's after him. The president is even speaking up on it. It's not over for him at all. And the bottom line, we get right back to it, what you said. He was told to back off by the 911 operator, and he ignored that. But had he not, went looking for trouble in the first place, he would not have found it. The trials and tribulations for that man are not over. And it looks like the two lives have been ruined. Of course, the other kid, it's done, and the family is all messed up because because of it. Zimmerman, he may or may not get over it. Listen, thanks for a great call, Regina.
God bless. Take care. Have a great day, guys. You do a great show.